Let me ask you a question before we begin. I want you to think about this. How's your life going? How's your life going? It's amazing during this time of trouble that we are being hit on all sides. You have to wear masks. People can't see you smile or frown or get angry, only through your eyes. So how's life going? I want to read for you the text for this morning's message. And it's from 1 Peter. And I want you to think about your life as St. Peter talks to you through the fifth chapter, beginning with verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour him. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. I want you to think about St. Peter. I want you to think about your life. That your life is not a sprint from baptism to death, but rather it's a marathon. It's a marathon that sees curves, that sees hills, that sees long stretches of barren roadway in front of you. Barren roadway that includes all those kinds of sufferings. The suffering of our body, whether it's heart disease or cancer or any other kind of ailment. Been struggling with shingles for the last, or the after effects of shingles for the last 3.5 years. And sometimes it brings me down pretty far. And like St. Peter says, humble yourselves before God. I humble myself before my Almighty God, knowing that I have to go through this suffering, but I'm not going to go through it alone because our God is there. No matter what kind of physical, bodily, financial kinds of suffering we have, we know that we're not doing it alone. We know that we have a God who loves us. We have a God who cares for us. And that God will continue to be with us no matter what happens. Because he calls us his children. He tells us that we are his. And being his, he tells us that he's always going to be with us. And that he's going to carry us through those sufferings. And through that, he gives us strength. Not our own bodily strength. Remember what Paul says to the Philippian church, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. And the signs are ever around us. We'll get through this together and we'll be stronger on the other side. That's a good saying to say, but yet God has this for us. Do not fear. I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you walk through the waters, I will be with you. And the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, nor will the flames scorch you. For I am the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. God tells us that we are his own. So whatever suffering we're going through, God will be there. God will lift us up. God protects us. God brings us to himself. And I want you to think about that as he does that, he says through St. Peter, cast all your anxieties upon him because he cares for you. can't do much when anxieties come upon us. We can't do much when we're faced with all this that is around us, this pandemic. We can only take precautions. And it's incumbent on us to take those precautions. Last night, we got takeout from a restaurant in Lake City. And so as is the protocol in our family, I go pick up that takeout. So I went to the restaurant, and they told me it was ready. I walked in there, and suddenly, I felt very uncomfortable because people weren't doing the social distancing, no masks, nothing. It was crowded, and I felt very uncomfortable. I came home and I told Karen about that, and after a while I thought about it, and I said, why should I be upset? Why should I be full of anxious worry when God tells me that he's going to be with me, that he's going to lift me up, he's going to take care of my anxiety because he cares for me. And he cares for you because he gave his son Jesus on the cross to die for you, to give you everlasting life and forgiveness of sins. And because of that, we live in God's care. We live with God's love. We live with him lifting us up. We live by being his witnesses and telling everyone. Because we have been blessed, we're to be a blessing to those around us. Whether it's our children and grandchildren, or whether it's our brothers and sisters, or whether it's a stranger, anyone else, we're to help, we're to be a comfort. We take the precautions, we do the social distancing, we wear the masks. That's the physical kind of thing that we live with, because that's part of our lives. And as we look in the future, it's probably going to continue part of our lives. But yet, as we live those lives, we live them under the care and guidance of our Lord. Listen to St. Peter once again, as he tells us that this life is not a sprint. This life is a marathon. This life will see hilltops and valleys. This life will see the curves. This life will endure the potholes. This life will see many different kinds of things. And when I tell young people, and I had a wedding just a few weeks ago in June, just a couple weeks ago, the 13th, and I told this couple that when they made their marriage vows, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and health, you are anticipating trouble. And here, as St. Peter says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. Our gracious God will lift us up in his care and keeping. And he tells us, Christian, you are my son, my daughter. I will keep you in my care and keeping. Cast all your anxiety on me. You will be blessed. Not only will you be blessed with the physical blessings of this life, but you will be blessed beyond measure spiritually. And you will be given eternal life in my Son, Jesus. And as we continue to endure this life with all of us, different kinds of suffering, different kinds of categories of suffering, We know that our gracious God will continue to lift us up. We know that we are His children, that we belong to Him. You know, and working with a funeral home like I'm doing with Schleicher Funeral Home, it gives me, my eyes are open to how many people do not have the Lord in their life. Friday night, it was a call, a celebration of life. And yet, there was no service. There was no looking to God for hope or even peace. And what St. Peter here says, that God will lift us up. Those of us who believe in Jesus will be lifted up. And we will be given that care and keeping through a gracious and wonderful God. In Christ's holy name, amen.